On Scripps College Week, is there a catch to rising home prices? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nicholas Kasher, assistant professor of economics, determines the unintended consequences of this usually good economic development.
When home prices in an area go up, is it good economic news or bad? It depends on who you ask. Homeowners will probably be happy, as a major asset of theirs is becoming even more valuable. But rising home prices are bad news for prospective buyers and for renters, since higher home prices usually mean steeper rents. These forces can translate into gentrification, pushing lower-income residents out of pricier neighborhoods and limiting their access to amenities, healthier environmental conditions, and higher-paying jobs. My research with co-author Luke Pitak finds that rising home prices are also a mixed blessing for business creation. This has major impacts on labor markets because most new jobs in the U.S. come from startups or from existing businesses branching out into new locations. Regions that can attract these new businesses or branches generally experience rising employment and pay, while areas that don't risk stagnating or declining. So how does housing play in? We find that regional home price growth boosts the creation of entirely new businesses, especially in areas where more people own their own homes, since homeowners' access to credit increases as the value of their homes rise. But higher prices, and especially a lack of affordable rental units, deter existing businesses from opening new branches in an area, likely due to the challenge of attracting employees in unaffordable areas. Housing policy is vastly complex, but it's important for local authorities to know that decisions affecting housing also impact local job markets. Policies aimed at increasing property values could end up pricing out not just residents, but businesses too.
That was Nicholas Kasher of Scripps College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.